Lomer come out from the garages and deal directly. In slower years, he'd supplemented his business by buying defunct equipment from the Jawas and refurbishing it. But the store already took a percentage on his trades, so that was in the family. A tiny figure in a brown cloak and hood appeared on the ramp. Half her height, the Jawa's glowing eyes met hers. He gave a wave. She nodded back. "Keep an eye on them," she told her children, still on guard. "Make sure they don't steal anything." Callie laughed. "Who? The Jawas or our customers?" "Both. Callie, you watch the Jawas. Jabe, you get back inside and mind the place before they start drinking straight from the taps." Jabe moaned. "I've been in there all day." "Fine, then you stay out here and Callie goes inside." Callie gave her mother an anguished look. "That's not fair either. My job is outside, remember?" Annalene looked coyly at the young woman. "Ah, yes, that was you outside earlier, telling all my diners about how Ben saved you from killing yourself." She struck her forehead with her palm in mock surprise. "Oh, wait! That was inside, wasn't it? Now scoot." Callie stomped back into the claim. Jabe gave a triumphant hoot and marched to where Mullen and Vika were standing with several of the other Galt farmhands, bemused by the whole scene. Annalene watched Jabe join them and sighed. Her kids were 16 and 17. Would they ever be done competing with each other? Whichever child won each battle, the prize was always one more headache for her. And she wasn't any happier with Jabe's choice in friends. Mullen Galt had been a grump of a kid and hadn't improved, and Vika had been a mess ever since her twin brother died. Annalene wouldn't let Callie near the older girl. She wasn't having the same luck keeping Jabe away. Someone tugged at her sleeve from behind. Annalene thought for a second it might be a Jawa. Instead, she turned to see Herbaly Napti standing there.
"Do you work here, young person? There was no one inside at the counter."
Annalene sighed aloud. Slinging the rifle over her shoulder, she grasped the Nikto woman gently by the shoulders and turned her to face the Lee Jawa.
"Here, ma'am, you have my personal permission to buy from the Jawas, courtesy of Danar's claim."
The lead Jawa chirped at Annalene in puzzlement as the elderly customer approached him. Annalene shrugged. "She's for sale, if you want her," she said, darting quickly away to look at the wares coming down the ramp. It took less than 5 minutes for the Jawas to bring down everything worth owning. They were well practiced at this. Annalene surveyed the lot. Too many droids, as usual. She didn't carry them. Danar had never liked selling things he didn't know how to fix, and it was a good policy. You didn't want to guarantee a machine just to have it start a killing spree in someone's kitchen. The small appliances, however, she could put out as is. Walking down the line, she was struck by remorse, as always. Every one of these things was scavenged from the home of some prospector family in the hills that couldn't make a go of it. One cooker she recognized on sight. She'd sold it 3 times.
"Tabu, tabu! Tabu, tabu!"
Annalene's eyes darted back toward the ramp. 2 tiny Jawas were clawing quickly up it, leaving a third wailing creature behind. Vika and several of the Galt farmhands had formed a circle and were tossing the terrified Jawa as if it were a throw toy.
"Lose the Jawa, buy the drinks!" Vika rasped, having already laughed herself hoarse.
"Hey!" Annalene yelled. "Quit that!" She rushed toward the group, stopping only when she saw that Jabe was part of the circle. Annalene's eyes bulged.
"Jabe!"
Jabe looked up at the voice. It was enough distraction to cause him to drop the toss heading his way. The Jawa squealed and scampered loose, heading for the ramp. Jabe had heard his mother's voice, but the farmhands were closer, egging him on.
Buy the drinks! Buy the drinks!
No, you don't, Jabe said, bursting through the circle to chase the meter-tall creature.
Annalene reached the foot of the ramp just as Jabe dashed up it. Jabe vanished inside the darkness of the doorway.
I've got you, you little...
Jabe reappeared, eyes wide and the blood drained from his face. Behind him in the doorway loomed someone else. A hooded figure all in brown, just like the Jawa who had escaped, but twice the height. Desperate to escape the giant, Jabe tripped and tumbled down the ramp, even as Vika and the other hands went for their blasters. Annalene laughed as her son landed at her feet.
Blasters down, folks. It's not the giant Jawa Avenger.
She smiled as her rescuer looked down at her and saluted.
Hello, Ben, she said. Welcome to the claim.
Ben removed his cowl.
Good afternoon.
Noons. He looked up and took a breath, clearly pleased to be out of the wretched air of the sandcrawler.
I hope I didn't frighten anyone. The Jawas were kind enough to give us a ride in.
He whistled and Rue appeared in the doorway behind him. He fished around and found her lead.
I'd have stepped out earlier, but she got a bit tangled up in there.
Ben's eyes turned back down the ramp to where Annalene stood over Jabe.
Is the boy all right?
He hasn't been right for a while, Annalene said, lifting Jabe to his feet by his collar.
She glared at him.
I told you to watch the Jawas, not use them for sport.
Now get back over there.
Jabe meekly recovered his rifle and trudged to the far side of the product display line, eager to avoid eye contact with his friends.
Ben and his Eopi stepped down onto the surface.
Your son?
I'm ashamed to admit it, Annalene said, chuckling.
He must have thought you were a giant Jawa.
Ah, Ben said.
Must be the eyes.
Scratching Rue's neck, Ben looked up at the store building ahead of him.
Nice place.
For out here in the wastelands, Annalene said.
I didn't say that.
It's okay, she said, trying in vain to remember the last time someone worried about offending her. It should be nice.